65. Sorrow for the Dead by Washington Irving. The sorrow for the dead is the only sorrow from which we refuse to be divorced. Every other wound we seek to heal, every other affliction to forget, but this wound we consider it a duty to keep open. This affliction we cherish and brood over in solitude. Where is the mother who would willingly forget the infant that has perished like a blossom from her arms, though every recollection is a pang? Where is the child that would willingly forget a tender parent, though to remember be but to lament? Who, even in the hour of agony, would forget the friend over whom he mourns? No, the love which survives the tomb is one of the noblest attributes of the soul. If it has its woes, it has likewise its delights. And when the overwhelming burst of grief is calmed into the gentle tear of recollection, when the sudden anguish and the convulsive agony over the present ruins of all that we loved most is softened away into pensive meditation on all that it was in the days of its loveliness, who would root out such a sorrow from the heart?